Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jonathan?
It is. How's it going there, John?
It's going good. I like your name. It's a good name.
Ah, I like your name too there, buddy.
I'm doing well. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing with you. She said you're a heck of a salesperson.
I've been doing sales for a lot of years, man. Real successful at what I do. Biggest thing for me is we're growing rapidly. And when I say rapidly, I mean rapidly. I probably tripled business last year, and I'm looking to maybe do that again, if not more, this year. So that's a good thing for us. You know, and I would love to get some more, like we were talking about. I've got a Google website right now, but I don't really do much with it. I'm not tech savvy. So, like, I can build you anything, man. But if you put me on a computer, I'm like a fucking illiterate baby. So I do not do the computer thing. So that, I think what you guys are trying to do is help me with that. And so I would love to hear what you have to say.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you a ton of leads that you can close, man. I could tell already you're a firecracker. You got a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's really easy to sell leads, man. So, like, I sell over 65% of all the jobs that I go to. And the reason being is because customers aren't buying my products. So even though everything I sell is the highest quality, they're really purchasing me. And I'm the best at what I do, period. I mean, I'm ranked number 3 in the whole United States for Sunsetter installs. And I've done over $40 million worth of gutter work here in just the state of Alabama and Tennessee as well. I used to be the regional manager for LeafGuard for a couple of years. And so I had over 75 employees that were installers, and then I had 13 sales reps as well. And every one of my sales reps sold over $2 million worth of product a year. So we really, you know, as far as selling is concerned, that's the easiest part of what we do. You know, the installation and everything else is done in-house. I do most of the install work myself with my brother or my cousin. Now, we do have crews that we'll send out as well, but we don't ever, ever, ever send a crew out to somebody's house without us being present there on site. Okay.
Gotcha.
Because we want to control the quality of work, and we want to keep our success rate high. Okay.
I like
97.68% success rate over the last 5 years. And the reason is because we're on every single job site. You know what I mean?
I can appreciate that. I tell my guys all the time, you know, your reviews, like, we're putting you on the first page of Google, and we're telling the community you're top recommended. But if you have a 1-star review, it's not really going to help us get you a consistent flow of leads. You know what I mean? So the reviews are really important.
Yeah, exactly. So Angie's List just comped us for a full entire lifetime free membership and gave us $1,000 to become a contractor with them. And they did this specifically because of so many people called in and requested me personally here in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
And so we're pretty excited about that, but we just finalized that with them actually this afternoon. So I got off the phone, and I've been off the phone about 30 minutes, man, and then you guys called me.
Wow. Well, I think if you could do anything with that, Jonathan, I mean, you'll love this. So, like, if you were to look up gutter installations in your area, you'll see a map that pops up, and then there's 3 top recommended guys. Not saying they're the best guys in the area, but that's what's showing to the customers, and we verified them, right? So you got Duncan Custom Gutter Inc. You got Alabama Professional Services, who's been doing it for a while, and you got USA Roofing and Gutters. Now, we've been notified that we have a listing available. So when that happens, you know, we're not Google. We're just a Google partner. They give us a list of the companies that qualify. And then my reps like Lulu that you were talking to, we call down that list until we find the one guy to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. That space goes to them. So we aren't able to work with anybody else in this category or this service area until, you know, one of you guys either leaves or discontinues your placement. Does that make sense?
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely.
The major benefit to you is that you have that placement, because if you go like 6 slots underneath those guys, there's a Angie's List listing that says top 10 best gutter repair in Irondale, and that's where you're at with those guys down there, right?
Right.
So what they're doing is they're putting themselves on Google because they know that's where people are going to look first, right? You got a gutter problem, I'm just going to pull out my phone, I'm going to type in, you know, best gutter installation or gutter repair near me, and then they pick a top guy off there. So they put themselves up there. They'll get a lead from Google for people who click on that, and then that's what they're selling to you. They'll, like, text it over to you, and then they charge you a lead fee out of your $1,000 budget. Now, let's say each lead is like, $30 or $40 or $50, whatever they think it's worth. Yeah. They'll charge you that. But the problem is they'll sell that lead to, like, four of you. And so there's no guarantee that you're going to get that job. You know, you might have to have a lower rate or sell the crap out of them in order to get it, right? Which I think you'd be more than capable of. But the reason I think you'll be better with this is because now they're seeing your business name as a top recommended option higher up on the screen. Most people don't go to the bottom of the first page, let alone page two. They usually make their calls right here, about 90% of them. And so they could call you directly from here without you getting charged per lead or click or call or dealing with the leads going to four or five other guys. So imagine somebody calling you as a live human being rather than you getting texted a lead and then you got to convince them you're better than the other guys that they're already talking to, right? And then they're going to charge you the lead fee even if you don't get them. You know what I mean? That's the kicker, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
Lulu was telling me that you needed some help with the website, and I'd be willing to put you on a package that includes a custom website design at no additional cost, okay? I'll basically charge you the bare bones minimum, which is our essential package pricing there. If you go to your text messages, there's a link where you could see all this stuff. But the essential package is... Okay, yeah, I'll wait for you to see it.
If you don't mind, I need to look at the pricing before I make an educated decision.
Oh, no worries, no worries. I just had my second cup of coffee for the day, so if I'm going quick, just slow me down.
No, you're good, brother.
I needed it.
Can you just tell me, like, what the cost is, if you don't mind?
Yeah, that's why I was going to tell you already, but... Yeah, it's in the 877 number, actually. It's the 877-635-6225 that I texted you from. It was just a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
but, I clicked on the local splash, but I don't see anything as far as pricing.
Oh, yeah, you went to the regular website. I think the first one that says localsplash.com/pricing is the pricing page for your area. Yeah, so there's another link in there. But the packages, they range. They go from $299 all the way up to $599. What I was talking about doing was putting you on the $599 package, but only charging you the $299 month to month.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're locked in at that rate, so you never have to worry about it going up, and then there's no other charges throughout the month. There's no lead fees, click fees, and call fees, or anything like that. I even waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign.
I tell you what, I'll do this right this second. If you can put on there my awning company, my Coastal Lux, and the Bull Barbecue as well.
Oh, I have to have availability in the industry and area, and I can't, so like Google has an AI system, right, where it has your name, address, and phone number all have to be separate. You can't have like the same business name, same address, or same phone number affiliated with multiple businesses, or else it won't verify those listings.
Okay, because my company is Fain Outdoor Solutions. So you're actually an outdoor solutions company, not just a gutter company.
No, I got you. No, yeah, we'll be able to list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. You know, we can still put you up there for awnings and the other services
that
you
provide. That's what I'm asking. I just want to make sure that when we do the website that we put pictures of my awning installs, gutter installs, and then we put some kind of a package together for the Coastal Lux furniture.
Absolutely.
Also for the outdoor kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
No, yes, absolutely. My apologies. What I heard was like you were trying to have three businesses in one deal. You know?
No, same company. I just want to make sure we're advertising all of my stuff instead of just one thing. I want maximum exposure.
Yeah. So gutters is just one keyword that we list you for. We'll actually list you for 15. And then we have a system called Google Analytics that we can use to our advantage and lets us see which services that you provide that people are actually looking for the most. So we'll have recommendations ready for you.
Man, you ain't got to sell me on it anymore, bro. I'm good at $2.99 a month. That's cheap as shit for advertisement. I'm in it. So
yeah, $10 a day. I'm like, you can't beat it, and we'll end up stealing you from Home Advisor. You'll probably make a bunch of money once you kick those guys to the curb or save a bunch
of
money.
Yeah, bro. I'm excited about it. So, because I haven't ever done any advertisement at all except for word of mouth. Like 45% of business every year is just word of mouth at my company. Like, that's how successful we are. This is the first year I've ever advertised, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, if we could just take your reputation and your reviews and put them up there, I mean, that's the only thing that these guys have on you right now. Like, Alabama Professional Services.
Well, they won't have that for long, dude, because I just did this, like the Angelus thing. I sent over 10 customers, and they sent 10 reviews back within 15 minutes.
Perfect. We need those on Google, though. We need.
Okay. Well, I mean, who gives a shit, bro? We'll do the same thing. We'll just. Yeah. I'll pick out 10 other customers. I've got 10,000.
I mean, you could still go back to those guys too. You have an app that we provide for you where you could go plug their number in, and they'll send them a link to your Google business profile asking about their experience.
That's what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna do that. I'll send that out to everybody. And then we'll have 100 reviews by Monday.
Yep, and we'll catch up. And then moving into 2024, you're on a level playing field for the rest of the year. It'll stay $299 as long as you remain with us. It won't ever go back up to the regular pricing structures.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bad bet. I'm in.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google for Faint Outdoor Solutions, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
God dang, bro. I want to, man. Can I do a quick thing real quick? Can I put you on hold and call my brother real fast?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, yeah, man, because like so my little brother and me, I have cut him in 25% of the company this year, and man, the reason is that I have Lyme disease, and so I'm trying to take kind of a step back a little bit.
Okay.
For my own health, I got bit by a tick in April, and long story short, I spent 6 days in the hospital with my heart rate at 24 beats a minute.
Jesus.
And so they told me I had to kind of, yeah, man, it's just from that tick bite, but I'm 88% clear of it right now. So in like the next month, I'll be back right. But let me call him because he might be wanting to take some calls. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
Give me one.
What I can do. So just so you know, too, I can have one primary number, but I can put, like, his number as the secondary. That way, if you're not answering the calls, it'll forward over to him. And then if he doesn't answer, it'll save in your tracking system, and you guys can call him back when you're available. We have, like, a catch.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
That way you don't miss the call.
Awesome. So for the secondary number, first number, put down the one that we're talking on, 603-552-2256. The secondary number we want to put down is 256-585. 7590.
Okay, and then what's his first and last name?
Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Faint. F-A-I-N-T.
Okay. So same last name, Josh and John. And then you spell your first name J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N?
Yep, that's exactly right, man. Yeah, we're in Alabama, just like in the Bible.
Right.
Mama wouldn't
like
have it any different.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you have the H in there or no? Is just J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Okay, okay. In the Bible, I think it's J-O-H-N, but John liked the Bible.
Yeah, John liked the Bible. I don't think so, dude. I think it's actually spelled J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Oh, I know. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My name is John.
Oh, yeah.
I was raised Christian. I went to a private school out here. Yeah, with all Christians. My grandfather was a retired Secret Service agent for President Eisenhower. He was just a born-again Christian, so he was pumping that into me when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, Jonathan, I just Googled it. So Jonathan in the Bible is spelled J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but John in the Bible is
Jonathan.
J-O-H-N.
That's exactly right. And then all the Johns in the Bible are J-O-H-N.
Yeah, we got the
fact,
big,
it's been a
we
long
got
time.
The biblical.
Fact, dude, it's been a long time. Bro, it's been a long time since I've got back up on my Bibles and stuff. I'm actually kind of glad I did. I forgot all about that crap.
Never a bad time to get to know the Lord.
Not at all, dude. I just I read the Bible twice growing up because I did the same thing you did, man. We went to church all the time, went to church camp, you know, during the summer, all that crap. So.
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
I
don't know what the world would be like without people with faith, you know. That'd be a scary place to live in, you know.
Dude, man, I'm telling you, it's getting to be a scary place, John. I mean, if you just look around you every day, brother, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to. I just try to look up.
That's all you can do, man. That's all
up
you can
forward,
do, bro.
Up and forward, that's it, you know. Yeah,
man, that's all you can do, bro. That's all you can do.
Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I could hide your street address, but I do have to send that postcard to you, and I'm going to need that five-digit number off the back of it when it comes in. So what's the street address I could send it to?
It's 5645 Haven Hill Road, Irondale, Alabama.
Haven Hill?
Yep.
Okay, I got it.
H-A-V-E-N, and then
35210?
35210.
Okay, I got it. And then do you want me to hide the address?
Man, I don't get it. I mean, hide it.
People aren't coming to you. Yeah. So I got you.
Yeah, hide it, man. I mean, I've got a physical location office too up in Huntsville, man. But it's just a warehouse, and like we really don't want customers over there because it's like a bomb fucking blew up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna send any customers over.
It's just because like I don't need a showroom. You know, I go to people's houses because I can't sell anything without measuring at your house.
I got you. Yeah. You're in a service-based industry, so you're always going to the customer. It'd be weird if the customer came to you.
Always. Yeah, it'd be weird, you know. Like we do have like now. Granted, I did buy this residential house over here next to Mountain Brook and Iron. Like I'm in like one of the nicest areas in Birmingham, and the reason I did this and I has a pool and a jacuzzi, and then we do have events where we invite customers over like once or twice a year and have like a party for them and shit. So like we do stuff like that, but.
It's crazy. One of my clients actually out there, he's like a retired police officer for Birmingham. He used to be a sergeant, and he got shot by this black guy out there. It was crazy. They shot him in the leg and the finger and the back, and so he got like medically discharged. This was like in 2020, and so we've been working with him. He left there, like retired, and now he has a separate company, and we're doing the marketing for his company, but it was kind of a big story a couple of years back, like right at the beginning of the pandemic. These guys were like some American most wanted criminals that he just happened to pull over, and they took off running and turned around and started shooting him. It's crazy. He got shot
I believe it, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, John, and it's something I don't tell anybody, buddy, but in 2020, and that's 2021, I got on December 5th after the Alabama and Georgia SEC championship game. I was laid down in my bed at 9 o'clock, and I got a knock on my door at 9:45, and it was an old black guy.
No.
And he asked me for some help, and I opened the door, and I talked to him, and he asked me if he could use my phone to call the cops to get a tow truck, which is not uncommon because it's free tow here in Birmingham. In the Irondale area, we have a free tow truck.
Okay.
So I closed the door. And I went out the garage, and thank God I turned around and locked my back door and set my alarm when I went out back, because my kid and my wife were inside. And I walked outside, man, and I helped this cat for 10 minutes in the road trying to get his car started. And then all of a sudden, four black guys rolled out from underneath his car with pistols, and they pistol whipped me and put it in my mouth for over 45 minutes in my front yard. And they kept telling me over and over again they were going to kill my ass, bro. And I kept telling them, fucking get the job done, because you ain't getting in that fucking house.
Yeah.
And I just told them that my kin were going to come skin them alive and hang them in the front yard tree. You can hear, like, all this shit was on my Ring doorbell, man. It was no joke. I had over 10 detectives at my house. So,
it's
like,
crazy like that out there, huh?
No joke, bro.
Yeah, these guys were scary looking. There was a whole article.
Dude, in Birmingham, we are the number three worst criminal place to live in the United States. The only two places that are worse than Birmingham to live is New York City and Chicago.
Yeah, this guy's name, the sergeant, was Anthony Wheeler, and he was
I know exactly who he is.
Yeah, Birmingham. So, yeah, I work with him. Yeah, I work with him. He does this.
Yeah.
He has his Google advertising going right now. Yeah, he got shot, like, and he ended up shooting three guys, too, at the same time, but the article's out there. Here, I have the article on him right here. Yeah, it's a crazy story. It was a crazy story. He's a real good guy, too. That's a crazy thing. He's a good man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a crazy situation, dude. Like, I unloaded 32 rounds out of a submachine gun driving down the... Like, so whenever I got... long story short, I got free after they took off because they realized that they were either going to have to kill me or get in the house, and it just wasn't going to happen. So they took off, and I ran back in. And I had to go to court over it, dude, because I unloaded 32 rounds in the back of their damn Hellcat Charger. I know about it, bro. Like, in my residential. So yeah. I know what it is, dude. Like, I mean, I lit their assholes on fire. You know?
Yeah, I sent you his article.
I know what it is. You know, the problem is, man, there's so much crime here in Birmingham, dude. Like, I think today we had five killings just today. And, like, you'll never even know about it because it was all over in Centerpoint. The only reason I know about it is because I drove by and I saw the body.
Yeah, he lives over in Chelsea now. He runs a tree company over there. But, yeah, that thing is crazy. One of the guys that they shot ended up passing away, and then the other two, they're locked up for good. Like, some of them were already out on their second strike, waiting to be their third strike. But it's crazy. You see the article, and they got pictures of him, and they got pictures of those guys in there. I texted it over to you. It's wild. This all happened, like, right in the middle of Birmingham in 2020.
Really?
Yep.
Dude, that's wild.
He was a sergeant in the police department.
I totally believe it, though, man. Look, man, I totally believe it, bro. Like, my grandfather was best friends with George Wallace and shit, dude, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, part of the KKK, all that stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, listen, when I had that crap happen, you should have heard some of that crap I was telling them cats, dude.
I'd rather not.
That's why they took off, man.
I can imagine.
That's why they took off. Yeah, the detectives, I'm not kidding you, man. I had 10 detectives set me down over there in that police hall, and they told me it was the most amazing thing. They said it was a miracle that I didn't get shot. They said the only reason I didn't get shot is because all that shit I was talking.
Yeah.
They didn't want it. Yeah, they didn't want it, dude. I scared
sold
the
them on it.
Yeah, I sold them on it, bro. That's exactly what I did, man. Well, I didn't have a choice. You know, what was I going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you do this, you're going to have a lot bigger problems on your hands. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I would have done the same thing, too. I'd do anything for my wife and my kids, man. It's just.
You'd have done the same thing, man. Trust me, it's just a man thing, bro. It's like you go into. You can fight, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is like that, man. I had to go in the woods. It took me 2 weeks. So I have 132 acres. I went and camped for 2 weeks out in the middle of my 132 acres because I couldn't get the taste of that metal gun barrel out of my mouth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was serious. Like,
didn't know if they were coming back or watching. Yeah, I don't mess
with
that.
Well, it wasn't that, man. I took care of that situation, bro. Like I said, I mean, I unloaded 32 rounds up in them motherfuckers, bro. Like, I took care of that.
They're not coming
getting
back.
The taste of the metal. No, they weren't coming back. So anyways, like the metal taste in my mouth was my big thing. Cause like I couldn't hardly sleep cause I kept waking up tasting that metal bullet, you know, gun in my mouth. So that was the biggest thing for me, but it took me about 2 weeks in the woods, man. I got over it. So.
Yeah. Hey, it's all in the past now. We never speak of it again.
Yeah, bro. No, man, I sleep like a daggum baby, bro. But when you brought that up, the reason I said that is because, like, dude, that stuff like that is actually happening here in Birmingham. Like, it is a true thing, man. Like,
it's a little more common than you think. Yeah, I know.
Those
guys were scary looking, too. I was like, man, those guys are some grizzly bear gorilla looking people, man. They weren't even, like, little guys, but they were some big, dark dudes.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean... Yeah, it's just so much gangster activity around here. So, like, all the drugs being run from Florida come straight up 65, or they go straight up the East Coast. And so, like, the most direct path is 65. Well, that runs straight through Birmingham, right? So, like, they're dropping off most of their dope here, and they're cutting it up and then sending it out to all, you know, all sections of the United States from right here. So it's just, that's what we deal with a lot, you know. That's why, like nobody really lives in Birmingham. Everybody lives in the outskirts, Hoover, Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, Irondale. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to live in Birmingham because Birmingham's run by the gang. So you don't live in Birmingham. You go during the day and you eat and you shop and stuff like that. And then at nighttime, you go to Uptown because they have, like, a whole entire police force around Uptown. But if you go anywhere else besides Uptown, like, you're going to get robbed. Like, and everybody knows it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, ain't nobody go that way. The only reason to go outside of there in Birmingham at night, dude, is to get dope or to get yourself shot. That's the only
way. I'm good. I'll pass on both of those.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know, bro. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, if it wasn't just the fact, like, there weren't so many millionaires around here, man, I wouldn't live here. I'd live in Huntsville. You know, but like there's just so much money around here, dude. Like, it is unbelievable because of UAB, Vulcan, all these giant manufacturers. U.S. Steel was here for a long, long time. So we have, like, all this old money in Birmingham that as much as people want to think Huntsville's got money, you know, they do. I grew up in Huntsville area, but I'm telling you, Birmingham's got 1.45 million people, and I'd probably say 10% of them plus are multimillionaires. Like, that's unheard of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's a lot of money here. Yeah, that's why I'm here, man. It's just specifically
That's just job opportunity for you. You know, you're actually in a really good area for what you do. Like, just looking at a couple of the keywords before we even started calling into this area, it looks like you're in an area where people just hire people for housework. Like, they don't really get up there and do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just got a text message from Angie's List. The guy wants to buy an awning up in Huntsville.
Oh, there you go. You got some work coming.
Already, dude. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, man. But, like, I can guarantee you, like, I look at this guy, I know his last name, and I know for a fact that sold an awning to his cousin. You know what I'm saying? I can look at it and know it, because I just...
Tighten
you
it,
see what
family.
I'm saying? This is what I... This is the same situation is going to happen when you put me on Google.
Yeah, like, exactly. You're going to get a pipeline of business. The longer you're up there, the bigger your pipeline is. That's what happens with these guys.
Yeah, man, why don't you... Listen, bro. John, why don't you get my card number real quick while I got it in?
All right, hold on. Let me get your business email so I could send you the receipt and the agreement in writing.
All right. FaintOutdoorSolutions@gmail.com.
Okay. FaintOutdoorSolutions@gmail.com. All right. And is the card under your name, the business name, or both?
I'm actually going to use my personal card today.
Okay.
So this is going to be this is coming out of my personal check and stuff, man, because like, I'm not even talking to my cousins or my brother about it. I'm just doing it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. If you ever want to change the billing information later, you could just call me directly.
Yeah, it ain't no big deal, bro. Like, we'll try my account. Well,
it's good to have it on a business account, though, you know. Then you can have all your write-offs in one place. Makes it easy.
What he will do is he can actually take and write it off for me personally, so I can spend up to $20,000 of my personal money, and he can write it off on the business.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah, all right. So it's a little loophole. It's a little loophole deal, man. But he's an old.
Yeah, it's a good buddy to have. Yeah, I was gonna say it's a good buddy to have.
My dad was in. My dad was a CFO for Intergraph, and so I mean, it runs in the family. I'm good with numbers.
All right, I'm ready for it.
All right, man. It's 4737020024332848. 4-3.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
0425.
And 3-digit code on the back?
458.
All right, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't understand or agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Faint Outdoor Solutions, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jonathan Faint. Owner, General Manager.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I'm the only one that's authorized to do so.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
I am the only authorized user on the account, my man.
All right, and it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely. You know, we'll try to get back with you within within 30 minutes to 12 hours, just depending on if we're on a job.
Nice. It says 24 to 48 hours in parentheses.
Obviously, if I'm stuck on a job for 12 hours during the day, I can't do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to ride you about that. But if you go like 3-4 days and nothing's being responded to, I might
check.
You know, make sure you're still alive.
No. Yeah, well, you need to, man. That would be an overlook on our end. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, that would just mean that we're so swamped that we just literally forgot.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, the tracking system, you can have Josh log into the tracking system too. Like, you don't just have to have one person in there. So that way you got more than just one eye on it. And that way, if you're missing anything, you guys can both go back in there and, you know, watch over
that,
it, make sure.
That's perfect. But having you guys, you know, like, that's awesome to have that backup, man. Like, cause like, trust me, dude, you know, we're humans just like everybody else.
Yeah,
like,
it happens.
We don't make a lot of mistakes, but hell, you never know, man. Then 2 years, we might make one. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
it's nice
to know that you guys will monitor it. So that's great.
Yeah. They said you have your own domain, like a website that you were working on. Cause I had already set it up.
I've already got it set up, bro. It's already done. Fan Outdoor Solutions is already a domain name and everything.
Okay.
I just need you guys to come in there and fix it up for me.
Okay, gotcha. I included that at no extra cost.
Okay.
Yeah, I included it at no extra cost already. I would rather use a domain that you already have in case you had it on like a business card or something. I'd rather not go buy a whole new one, you know? And then at least this way.
FanOutdoorSolutions.com. I mean, that's what I would like to use if we can. You know.
Okay.
I'm even looking down here. Hell, it looks like somebody's got some kind of a Byzapia Faint Outdoor Solutions. I don't know. But it's,
yeah.
I mean, you look up Faint Outdoor Solutions, it's got stuff on here. So.
Okay. I just didn't know what I was here.
I'm going to send it to you real quick. What's the best text message number for you?
That 877 line I've been texting you on, our company line.
877-800-3177. Is that right?
No. It's 635-6225.
635.
Oh, shoot. You know what? Your brother's been getting these welcome text messages and stuff. I think the last one that you got from us was the, dang. I even sent your brother the Birmingham, police guys, article.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it, bro.
Man.
He'll call me here.
He's going to be like, what the heck is this? There's some cop talking. Yeah. he's talking to the cops.
No.
Oh, man. And he's even he's got my number and everything, too, in there. Here, I'm going to resend it all to you right now.
Fine,
that way you have it, too. Yeah. He's probably like, what's going on?
No,
it's funny because it says John, too. He's like, it's my brother's name, but that's not my brother's name. Like, it's not spelt the same. Yeah, he's probably wondering what the hell is going on. All right, here it all comes. Yeah, you could text me on that line.
I'm texting you. Yeah, check that out when I just text you.
Okay. All right, let me refresh real quick here. Okay, I think I got it. Google.com search.
And then, or you can click on that Faint Outdoor Solutions link that went up that I clicked on there, too.
Got it. Yeah, there's a Google business profile there. It just didn't look like it's completed or verified yet.
Do you see the pictures and stuff I have up?
Yeah, I can see your photos. I see Bizipedia, but I don't see a site attached to this.
What I'm saying. I think I did. I don't even know what the fuck I did, dude. Like,
no, yeah, so this is a Google business profile, bud. Yeah. No, you're good. This is a Google business profile. It's just not verified. So, like, you started setting that up, but there's no actual .com. Like, we're going to build you a .com. Like, you're going to have your own, like, website, and then we attach the website to that Google business profile. We verify that Google business profile, and then we put that at the top of the search results page when people look up your services. So, don't worry about it. We got it.
Okay, fat bit.
I'm going to take care of it for you.
All right.
Make sure you guys are answering the phone and getting good reviews, okay?
Okay, yeah, we will. We'll answer the phone, and you just let me know how many pictures and installs and material you want, because we've got probably 500 pictures.
Oh, so, yeah, here. Send it to this email. I'm going to text it to you. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Send as many as you like. We'll build the whole portfolio on your website. Bunch of before and after shots.
Okay, yeah.
Send in the logo.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Sorry, we're still on this voice verification. So it does state here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 19th, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, you're going to be on our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website designed for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
They're more than fair. That's actually bear than I would be.
I'm trying to set us up to work together for a long time, not just a month or two, you know? So we can start it small
well,
and
no,
get
man,
you
like,
profitable.
I'm going to tell you, man, we will be, I don't ever cancel anything, advertisement, you know, or really anything that we do with the company. We're going to give you at least 6 months, man, because it's going to take that long to build.
You'll probably use it for,
yeah,
as long as you own your business. I'm telling you, once it gets going and you have that pipeline, there's going to be no reason to cancel it. You're going to have a whole book of business that's keeping you guys consistent just from being up there.
Dude, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. Like, we would actually cut you in on a percentage, man. Like, as
no,
a Christmas
you're good.
Bonus.
You're good.
You
That's something
that's
our
we
percentage.
Want to do, man.
That's what's going to happen, but the $299 is what you pay for the service. There's no other charges. Trust me, I get paid well. I've been here for 10 years already.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
I was about to say, because, like, we are not a, you know, we don't want to skimp anybody out. So if
somebody's
helping us, we want to make sure we're helping him.
As I told you, you know, that retired officer just right there in Birmingham, he's running a tree company out there. So, I've had over 5,000 guys that I've worked with over 10 years, and they're almost all still with us. I think I've only had, like, a 2% of them discontinue for whatever reason. I don't know if they croaked or whatever, but 98% of them are still with us. You know, so.
Well, dude, I'm real stoked about it, John, because, like I said, man, like, we're growing so rapidly that this right here is just going to allow me to be able to hire more people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just
subcontract the workout if you have to. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have guys, like I said, they've been doing this for, you know, since they opened their doors, or ones that started it up. The first guy I ever signed up, actually, he's a roofing company in DFW, Texas. And this was right before, like, the Fort Worth area started doing all that crazy construction. And this dude's made over $75 million off of us in the last 10 years, and he's still using our services. It's crazy. He only pays a couple hundred bucks every month. He only pays, like, $500 a month. You know what I mean? So,
but he's made 75 mil, bro. That's crazy.
Well, you think about it. All those people looking up roofing contractors, you know, and every roof job, you're making, you know, $20,000 on the low end. And when it's new construction, they pay you top dollar for it.
Yeah, I didn't even consider that, brother.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be one of the big things.
You can get commercial offers, too. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Like, because these big contractors, they don't do anything but look on Google and pick the first one. That's all they're doing.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Everybody wants the top guy. The guy that's got the reviews, and they know that you're Google verified, they know you're legit, you know what I mean? They don't have to question it. You feel comfortable just hiring those guys. You could already see that they've done it a bunch of times. You could already see photos of work that they've done. You could literally go on their website and say, hey, I want it to look just like this. Call you up and send you
exactly,
the screenshot of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, so we try to do all the legwork for you, so that way you guys can just get down to the nitty-gritty.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome, bro. Cause that's what we do, you know, like, I want the lead so I can release myself and my brothers and my cousins, and we go do what we do best, which is sell the shit out of this shit. You know what I mean?
You're going to love it. So, you're going to love it. I can already tell just by talking to you. I'm like, this guy's going to kill it. You know, you're kind of natural when it comes to talking to people. But for the client interview, this is the last part. The client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time tomorrow where we can go over that?
Oh, shit, man. I hate to do this to you, brother. I'm thinking about going hunting tomorrow.
Oh, you're lucky.
I know, bro. I'm sorry, man. I got that 130 acres in there in rut running around. I got to go do something to them, you know?
Yeah.
I know, and I just bought $4,000 worth of crossbows, man. I bought that brand new Raven.
Oh, you're doing crossbows? That's awesome.
Oh, I did it, dude. Oh,
yeah.
I did it, bro. I bought the freaking nicest crossbow in the world they make. You already know it. And then I bought another one for whoever comes with me. So
I'm going to be stuck in a box all day tomorrow. You're going to be out there having fun.
Oh.
I was going to say we could do middle or late afternoon too to give you some time.
Late afternoon, I'll be in the stand, brother. Let's do middle because I'm a dapper man. I'll come and eat. We'll go eat some barbecue, and then after I get done eating that barbecue, if it's all right with you, I'll shoot you a shout. and we can go from there. Or you can call me. You know,
well, we schedule it. So we schedule it. We schedule it because there's a technician that has to do the research for your keywords. That way we have recommendations ready for you, and then you have final say on everything. I got to schedule it, like, within an hour window.
Let's just do 12 o'clock then.
12 o'clock? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation.
Let's do 12 o'clock, because, like, that way, even if I shoot one in the morning, I'll already feel dressed as ass, drop him off the process.
All right. So I'm going to send you a text message 1 hour before just to remind you. Hopefully that doesn't kill anything for you while you're out there. Keep the phone on.
No, it won't, bro. It won't. No, man. Look, dude, the deer usually will stop moving around 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'll be out of the stand by then.
Okay. All right.
No problem on that.
All right. I'm going to send you the invitation to it, so that way you have it, and then we're good to go. If you have any other...
I just been so sick, John, with that Lyme disease. I haven't been able to get out in the woods, and I got...
I know, but that sounds crazy. When you were telling me your heart rate was low like that, it's crazy, you know?
Dude, I usually weigh about 215 pounds, man, and I bet I weigh 165 right now.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I'm about 205. I haven't been able to go under that, no matter how... I mean, I tried running and going and working out and pull-ups, push-ups, all kinds of crazy stuff. I can't get my weight down. My body just says, oh, that's it.
I'd be surprised, dude. So you get that Lyme disease, go get your ass bit by a couple of Lyme disease sticks.
No, I'm good. I know you were probably sick. Probably weren't able to keep anything down for a while, huh? Yeah.
Man, what it was is I got over 50, so like all the joints on your body. So what Lyme disease does is it attacks your joints. And it gets inside your bones, and then your white blood cells, they are losing that battle so rapidly, obviously there's no way for them to go. So the reason I even knew I had it, man, I woke up one morning and I was stuck to the fucking bed. And I am not kidding you, dude, I had about 50 open wounds all over my body that had exploded in the night. Because my white blood cells were dying off that rapidly. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was like almost like having a bunch of pimples on your face, except for they were all over my body and about the size of a half dollar.
Man,
I'm
you know, it's crazy, it was making me think about, I didn't get chicken pox till I was 15 years old, and when I got it, it sounds exactly like that, like it was horrible. My mom told me I already had it, and I had a little baby cousin that was sick with them, so I didn't think anything of it. I was like, once you have it, you can't get it again. Well, I guess mom was wrong, because, I ended up quarantined in the hospital, and this was long before they were quarantining people in the pandemic. I mean, they shut me down in there like I was a friggin' wild animal. You know what I mean? Like I had the Black Death. They threw me in there. They were passing me food through the door and then shutting the door. You know, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah,
then they were like, oh, it's chicken pox. You could go home.
Oh yeah, John. Yeah. I went in there, man, and no shit, dude. I was 33% septic, and my kidney was at 28% function.
Jesus. Yeah, that'll kill you.
Like when I tell you,
that will kill you. You're on your deathbed at that point.
I had 5 ER doctors come in over a couple of day period, and they told me that in their professional opinion, I was the first medical miracle that they had ever seen. They just said I just flat out refused to die, bro.
Like, 215 is not a weak man, you know. Yeah, but you're not a weak guy, you know?
No, I'm muscled up, yeah.
That's the beauty of it, you know? It's like being a big guy, we got a lot of burdens in life, you know? We got a lot of responsibility with the family and everything, but it's like when we get sick most of the time, it might be really bad for a couple of days, but we usually get through it, you know?
And then we usually don't get sick that often.
Like, you probably won't be sick again for like another year or two.
Dude, I probably won't get sick again. It's been 10 years since I got sick, dude.
Yeah, like, I'm like that too. When you get sick, it's like that. It's like you're about to die.
Yeah, man, it's like that. That's exactly right, John. Exactly right. But you know what? I was really a good thing, man, because I'm going to tell you, he got me back in touch with the Lord, dude. Like, it's real easy when you're having success and everything else to just kind of forget about that, man. But, like, I prayed a lot, dude. And, like, I'm going to tell you something, man. Like, that was probably a great thing for me, really.
Yeah, he looked out for his.
Yeah, man, like, looking back on it, dude, like, I was so angry about it, you know, at the time, but, like, looking back on it now, like, my immune system's gonna, from now on, is gonna be way stronger, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And yep. even though it sucks right now, once it's done with, I won't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
And the main thing is I'm still here, you know, yep. and I could easily have died, bro. Like, yeah, I mean, easily. I could have easily not gone to the hospital. And
don't kill you,
and
make you strong.
You know?
Yeah. That's yeah, exactly that would have been, dude. That would have been a mistake. I actually, like, the last time I got sick was 3 years ago, and it was before we, like, heard about Corona. I had gotten Corona. Like, I was one of those early ones that got it, and it was bad. Like,
one of the lucky ones, right?
Yeah, like, I didn't even know what it was, but then I realized later on, like, oh, okay, but, because I was sick for, like, 11 days. I remember I went into the hospital, and they were telling me, oh, I think you just got the flu real bad, and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, well, let me out of here if I got the flu. And my son was, like, brand new at the time, and so I think he was, like, 2 months old. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to go home and get an infant the flu. So I just went and got a hotel room. For like a week straight, I just rented out the hotel room, and I was just sleeping there cooking, man, just cooking. Every time I wake up, I check my temperature, is like 102, 103, and I was like, this is horrible. Yep. For like a week straight, I was taking cold baths and stuff. But, yeah, then I found out later on that it was the COVID, and then it had messed up my liver. I had a swollen liver from taking so much Tylenol and ibuprofen all week long trying to fight the fever.
Man. That's the problem with it. That acetaminophen, dude, is nothing to play games with, man. Like, I did the exact same type of shit. Like, that's what they told me. They're like, why are you taking, you know, they actually asked me, like, what I was taking. And I told them I was taking about a half a bottle of Tylenol a day. And they just
like, round the clock. Yeah, yeah.
They were like, what the hell is this?
That's what happened to me. And then my liver was inflamed. They were like, they were scared. They were doing all these blood tests. I had to go back for, like every 2 weeks and do a blood test because they were worried about my liver. They thought I had, like, permanent damage or maybe I might have scarred it, but I'm all right.
Did it go down?
Yeah. Yeah, it went down. But I got in trouble because I went and had a bunch of beers, like not long after that in between the checks. You know, I was finally feeling good. So okay, I'm going to go outside. I've been cooped up for, like, a week, so I want to have a beer. Yeah, they're like, yeah, you got to cut the alcohol for a couple of weeks. I was like, dang, I'd rather have the COVID.
Yeah, man, I know, dude. Trust me, bro. I know the situation. Wholeheartedly, my man. Freaking heartedly, dude.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. I do. I know, man. I'm there with you, dude. I'm a tequila man. If I'm going to drink, I'm going to do that shit right.
Oh, yeah. And I'm stronger now. Nowadays, I don't even worry about it. You know, the kid gets sick or my wife gets sick. I'm just like, whatever. You know, I'll take care of you guys. I don't care. I don't think I'll get it again. I'll go out and run a couple miles just for the hell of it.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Like, dude, I tell you, when I can get back out and do some, like, actual exercising again, bro, I'll feel like,
it'll make you feel so much better when you can just eat a proper meal and then go lift some weights or go for a good little run, break a good sweat, you know what I mean? Just kind of get it out.
Normally, you know, I'm like, I like vegetables and, like, meat and breeze and shit, but, dude, I'm telling you, I lost so much weight, my body is, like, craving shit like Taco Bell. I haven't craved Taco Bell since I was in
that just means high. That means you're so calorie like deficient that your body just wants junk, you know? Like, give me cookies, whatever's high calorie right now, just feed me, you know? Yeah.
Oh, bro, everything, man. Like, I got a hold of a thing of Go-Gurt for my little girl. I ate 24 freaking Go-Gurts in the morning.
She's just looking at you like, what the hell?
I just tore that shit up, man.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Because, like, they actually got me on these, like, so in Alabama we have medical marijuana, like, edibles now. So they got me on these edibles for the Lyme disease stuff. And you talking about being hungry as a son of a gun, dude. You eat one of them things and you're hungry.
The combination of both of those? Yeah.
Anything. And then you take a shot of tequila on top of it, you'll eat the house down.
Oh.
Like, it's just not even fair.
Yeah, this cold weather comes in. I think I'm going to start making my way towards the liquor cabinet. You know, I like when it gets chilly.
Oh, bro.
Drink.
It'll warm your soul up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's when it's the best. I think that's what it's made for, really.
That's exactly
keep you alive through the winter.
Man. Yeah. That's exactly right, dude. I was watching Bass Reeves' Lawman on Paramount, man. It's a Cowboys show that came out with. and they were camping out, man. It was snowing on them and shit. I was thinking to myself, like, God dang, man. I'm just lucky I was born in the age of electricity, dude.
Oh,
like, could
yeah.
you imagine, man, living outside, sleeping on rocks, having rattlesnakes around you all the time?
Well, aside
bears,
from all the rattlesnakes,
whatever the hell.
I would like a lot of that stuff, though. I like camping and hunting and stuff. I like being outside. I try to get outside as much as I can, to be honest. A lot of times I get off
dude,
work, I'll just sit in the front yard
weeks,
for a while.
Man.
Yeah.
But dude, it's good for a couple, look, man, take it from me, bro. Like, so, I grew up rough, okay, man? So I didn't always live the most righteous lifestyle, dude. I got kicked out of my house at 17 years old, man. And so I was homeless, living in my car, like living in a tent in the woods, bro, for months, man.
Yeah.
Trying to figure myself out, trying to, you know, get a job, doing whatever I could do, you know? So,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you something, dude. Like, it sounds like it's an okay thing, but take somebody you've got to do. It's
not
what you
think it is.
Bro.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not what you think when you have to, like, literally go down to a creek and, like, catch a brim for breakfast in the morning because you ain't got nothing. And, like,
yeah.
you got to figure out how to make a fire because you can't afford a freaking lighter, son. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like, you got to get, you got to figure out, you got to find two flint stones somewhere on the side of the bank. Hopefully the river's got flint stone in it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, dude, like, it was no joke, bro. I learned real quick, man. There's a reason I'm very successful. Because
yeah.
I will never get
that'll,
back there.
Yeah, that'll so, definitely do it, though. Yeah, if you know what it feels like to be at the bottom. I mean, you got a different set of life skills. And probably what helped you become such a people person, though, too. You know, you got to be able to talk to people and communicate. You can't,
man,
be,
dude,
can't be a hermit crab like that or you'll go bad, you know.
Man, listen, dude, I treat someone who has $10 to his name and I treat someone who's got $10 billion to his name the exact same way. And, you know, man, like, I know so many famous people, bro. Like, I'm personal friends with, I don't know if you know, if you listen to music, but Pretty Light, like, me and him are actual, like, personal friends. Like, I mean, I've lived a lot of life, dude. I own 12, you know, between me and you, John, I own 112 of the dispensary, actually, in Denver, Colorado, as well. Dispensary up there. So, like, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff in my life. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I know
I've seen this. I've seen this guy before.
I treat people the same way.
Pretty Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Fort Collins.
He's like, he's like 7 foot tall, man. His hand,
Derek
his
Smith.
Leg, when he messes with me, bro, his hand is like literally this like bigger than my head and my face combined. Like,
he looks
the most giant sucker ever.
Yeah,
bro, he's like 7 feet tall. He's huge, man.
Got a
he's
killer
huge.
Beard.
Yeah, me and him are good friends. I'm sure he does, dude. But you ought to listen to some of his stuff, man. Like, Finally Moving is a pretty cool song of his. You ought to check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it
you
out.
Check it out, bro. Check it out.
I'm kind of a Morgan Wallen guy, but it's all good. I'll look into it.
look into it, dude. You know, I mean, there's lots of, like Corey Smith, you know, I met him a few times. If you like that type of music, I don't know, man, just lots of different people over the years I've met doing different things. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very comfortable with everybody, man. To be honest, I really love everybody. You know, it takes a lot for me to just not like you, but like, if I don't like you, I don't like you and you'll know it, you know?
Yeah.
But
well,
it takes a lot to get there, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's got so much stuff going on. One thing I know for a fact, man, like just from taking psychology classes. So, you know that, like, I'm going to use
everybody
this as a great example.
Hard times, you know.
I try
to think of that. We all live the same curse. One day, we're all born here on this rock, and then one day, we're going to die on this rock, and we're all going to go to the same place that we came from. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Let me throw something crazy out there to you, though, man. So, you know, like, when you're driving down the road, you see that one asshole that's road raging, and you're like, why is he doing that? Well, I can tell you, the reason he's doing that is because, no, man, he's lost at everything in his life. So, everything in his life, he is lost. Like, he's a loser at everything. The only chance he has in his mind is to beat you on the road. Like, the whole concept behind road rage or really any type of rage situation in public with people is that they're literally losing so much in life that they feel like the only thing they have left is to win at one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's an interesting way to think about it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
It's a proven fact, man. It's a proven psychological fact, dude. Like, they see, like, most people who road rage, they don't even realize they're doing it. They're doing it subconsciously. That's just crazy to think about, John.
They're just angry. They're just naturally angry, you know, from something they didn't even have anything to do with it, you know? That's what's going on up there.
Yeah, man. Isn't that wild to think about, though, bro?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good perspective, though. It's good perspective, because then it stops you from overreacting. Like, he's not really mad at me, you know? He's just mad about his wife left him or whatever's going on.
That's right, man. Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's got nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's just trying to find somebody to take it out on.
Just trying, man. He's not even really trying to find somebody to take it out on, John. He's just reacting.
Yeah.
He's having a chemical reaction in his brain. That's
really,
swear to God.
Yeah,
man, like,
yeah, it is.
Like this, John, your mind controls your body. Your body does nothing without your mind, okay? Yeah. So, like, if I put a switch on the back of your head and I switched your mind off, your body's going to go limp and ain't going to do shit, right?
Yep.
So anytime you're doing anything, it's because your mind's controlling it. So anytime you get angry, anytime you get sad, any feeling you have in your body, like, for me, I have a cracked L4 and a cracked L5, and I don't take anything for pain for it until recently with these edibles that they've been giving me, but they're weak as hell. They don't even really help. They just help for sleep.
That sounds horribly painful.
Yeah, I mean, it's no joke, you know, but I learned, so I went to a shaman, man, like, off out in New Mexico, and I learned that if I could take and think about something else and divert, then I actually can take that nerve pain in my mind and put it somewhere else. So, like, that was part of the reason why my heart rate was kind of low, too, at the hospital is because of the amount of pain I'm in all the time. So my heart's always kind of a little bit low, but that shaman really explained a lot, dude. I'm telling you, if you can learn to control your mind in a certain way, I mean, dude, you can actually control, like, severe pain in your body. It's wild. Like,
I believe that. I ran some marathons. You know what an Ironman is?
Yes, dude, I do.
Yeah.
I definitely cannot do that. So my brother does Ironman, and
I'm registered.
So.
Yeah, I'm registered for one in California in October, and so, like, I definitely understand the pain threshold. There's so many times where I'll be, like, running a marathon, and I'm at, like, mile 3 or 4, and I'm like, I can't do this. And then I end up going through, like, 22 more miles. Just in that pain state, just shut it off. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't care, we're not stopping, so whatever hurts, hurts, you know? Yeah,
man, but, you know, John, you're a rarity, bro, but let me tell you something, man. Like, me and you are probably 3% of the population that can do that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's not very many people that can do that, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, you have to be a mentally strong person to be able to
I worry
to
about
control,
that, though. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm dealing with a pain that I should be in the hospital, but I'm just able to, like, turn it off, you know?
That's what happened to me, man.
We're going
to
drop dead one day like some dummies.
I know, right, dude? That's exactly
I'm fine.
That's where you have to have a thorough understanding of yourself, man. That's where you know, I thought I was Superman, bro. I learned real quick. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fine. Oh,
so,
crap. I could have died 3 days ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. It shit woke me up quick, bro. But, you know, you just never know. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm enjoying the conversation with you. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you like an old friend.
No, that's how it is.
But
like I said, we're going to continue to get to know each other. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be an account management team that'll help me with the fulfillment on your account. And I'll basically be walking you through it, making sure things are working for you. Same thing with my team. You know, we check on you from time to time. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So, you know, we're in it with you.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I got your profile set up. They're flagging me down. I got to notate the crap out of your account and send your Google PIN. I got to drop it in this mailbox downstairs so that way we can get you verified. So enjoy the rest of your evening.
You do, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to get to work right now.
What do you need from me?
No, we're done. We're good. We're good until the client interview tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and then we're good until then.
And you want me to get
your
content for the website?
Yeah. So if you go to your text messages, the email for all the pictures and your, if you have a logo, send that in. It's photos@localsplash.com. You'll find an outline of the agreement in writing there. So it has everything we're doing for you and then the pricing structure and everything outlined in black and white. It'll ask you to sign the bottom of that. And then there's also a form from Google. It'll say pictures needed for Google verification. You can fill that out. They ask you just to send in photos so that way they can verify, you know, who you are and that your business is legitimate. Once we get you through all this, you'll never have to do it again, that setup process with Google. So even if you leave our services later, you'll always be Google verified. You have all your reviews there. They'll know you're legit. So that's a long-term benefit.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Like, I'm super stoked about it.
Yeah, so, it's a good thing.
Like, I think we're gonna work really well together, dude. Like, I really do, man. Like,
I love what I do, man. I get to meet cool guys like you. You know, same thing, Tony Wheeler. I know you guys have